Welcome to our Body Freedom Foundations module. I'm Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and I'm really excited to welcome you and to share this information that's fundamental to you helping people to regain their health.
Very excited to introduce you to this amazing process that we're going to take you through for helping your people to establish great foundations, not just find out what herb they need to take or what probiotic is best for them or what nutrient or whatever, but to really help them establish the foundational habits, the foundational diet that they need for support. Now, obviously, we're into personalized healthcare. Obviously, I want you to personalize diets for the people, but there are some foundational things that everybody needs to do. Over and over again, I'll hear people say, I've got this and I've got that and I've got another thing. What should I do? Or I hear practitioners say, I've got a person with hot flashes. What should I do? And the first questions that I ask are, what are they eating? How are they sleeping? What's their stress like? Are they exercising? What's their environment? Are there toxins in their environment? Is there mold in their environment? Are they having fun? Are they taking time for self-care every day? And when I ask these questions, oftentimes it's, well, you know, they don't want to give up sugar or they don't want to do this or that or the other thing. And so what they're trying to do is say, how can I defy the laws of nature and still get well? And the truth of the matter is, I don't believe they can. So I think at that point, it's time to educate them and to really be firm. When I go to health conferences that are practitioner related and people discuss cases, obviously, they'll say something about sugar. Well, you know, my clients won't give up sugar. I say, you know what? Mine do. Yeah, they struggle with it. And yeah, they go off and on, but they're willing to do it. And if they're not, I'm not willing to take them on. If somebody has autoimmune Hashimoto's and they come to me and say, I want your help, but I'm not willing to give up gluten or Crisco or exercise, I'm not willing to do those things, I say, great, find another practitioner. That's as simple as that. If they're unwilling, now if they're willing, but they don't know how, this is where all of these pillars come into place, where you can actually take them through the resources that I've created and help them. Let's get started. I always put a disclaimer slide at the beginning. I recommend that you put a disclaimer slide at the beginning of your stuff too. And it's to just let people know that this is not medical advice. This is not to replace a qualified medical practitioner. This is to educate. And I believe that people need to be empowered to make health changes. The only way they can be empowered is really to be educated. So I like to teach them how to do empowered self-care, basically. And I think it's super important. So I encourage you, if you're working with somebody that is on medication, that you advise them that before they put your stuff into place, that they check in and they let their doctor know what they're doing. May not always get support, but they let them know. We all know that our healthcare system is broken. Tens of billions of dollars are spent on Band-Aid approaches. Yet our health keeps getting worse. It's just deteriorating year by year by year. When you hear the statistics of all the numbers of people, there's more people with diabetes, there's more people with cancer, there's more people with heart disease. So all the Western medicine interventions, they're just not really hitting the mark because what? They're Band-Aid systems. And we're about getting to the root cause. So when we work with people, we don't want to give them another Band-Aid. We don't want to give them an herb or a supplement that will suppress their symptoms, just like pulling the battery out of the smoke detector. Because if we do, then what happens is there's a fire raging inside and the house may burn down. And I like to share with people and explain to people when I'm first working with them. I'm going to be taking you through a series of modifications, let's say, to your diet, to your lifestyle. I'm going to be taking you through a series of discovery tools that are going to help you to get to, us to get to together, what's the real root cause. And if I just give you a Band-Aid to suppress your symptoms, even if it's an herbal Band-Aid, I'm not getting to the root cause. So yeah, somebody can come in with hot flashes. It's keeping them awake at night, keeping them from sleeping. I want to give them some of the tools in my arsenal to help them with their hot flashes, but only after I've educated them that the hot flashes don't exist in a vacuum, that they may be coming from a digestive issue, a blood sugar issue, a thyroid issue, the stress in their life, their environment, and so on. So it's really important when you're starting to work with somebody that you establish these guidelines, that you establish what you are all about. You establish what the relationship between you and them is going to be like. So I really, really find that if I educate them at the beginning, most of them don't just want symptom relief. In fact, I have a question on some of my questionnaires that says, what kind of care are you looking for? Are you looking for symptom relief? Are you looking for a long-time solution to chronic problems? Are you looking for optimal wellness? And it gives you an idea of how to speak to them and how to get them where they're at and help move them through. We know that they're not going to make these diet and lifestyle changes overnight, and we want to give them permission to go at their own pace. But we also want to be really clear and firm with them that if they have cancer, if they have heart disease, if they have something life-threatening, that they don't have time to waste dabbling in getting off of the food that they need and dabbling with putting these things into place. So we want to offer Band-Aids when it's appropriate to help them to be able to do what you need them to do. But you want to get to the root cause. So if somebody has depression and anxiety and you go, and all the questions you ask, OCD, you go, oh, they would very much benefit from serotonin increase. Well, how do I do that? Well, I can do 5-HTP and I can do vitamin B6 and I can support their essential fatty acid metabolism. But what you really need to be asking is why it's there. And then helping them with the diet, the lifestyle, etc. This is one of my favorite pictures, and it shows why we're going to be working on these pillars. These pillars are at the bottom. It's like the base of a table. The table is being supported as long as those pillars are strong. But as soon as one of those pillars goes out of balance, the table tilts and then the balance of the rest of the body is disrupted. So it just can be one pillar. And your job is to help them identify where these obstacles are in the pillars. This is strong and healthy. We've got the pillars holding up strong. And when you hold up strong and the digestion works, then the blood sugar works and the adrenals work and the thyroid works and the sex hormones work and the organs work and everything works in concert. But if any one of these gets out of balance, it throws the rest off. So any one of these can contribute to digestive issues. If somebody is eating lots of sugar and they're eating fats and foods that are hydrogenated and trans and they're hurting their digestive tract, it's going to topple. The diet's going to topple. It's going to help hurt their digestive tract and it's going to hurt everything above it. So I really feel strongly about balancing those foundations. Oops. I call these the body freedom foundations. They're the pillars that hold up the rest of the body. They're the pillars upon which optimal health is based. They're the pillars that need to get balanced in order for your client to get results. I've ordered them in a way so that the word is spelt as freedom. And the reason I call it freedom is that so many people are slaves to their bodies. They're slaves to their ailments. They're slaves to their joint pain, their fatigue. They're slaves to their digestive ills, etc. They're slaves to it because that impacts their ability to do what they want when they want to do it. I can't go dancing tonight because my joints hurt. I can't go out to the movie tonight. I'm too tired. I can't have a romantic evening with you because I have no sex drive. They use them. They're excuses sometimes for people, and that's what we got to get at too. Sometimes people use these things as excuses for not doing things that they really don't want to do in the first place. But for the most part, they are just real, and the body symptoms, the diseases, the illnesses, everything else impacts that person's ability to enjoy life, impacts that person's ability to make choices wherever they want to make the choices. So your first step in getting the body freedom foundations fixed is assessing. Like, where's it at? What I did was I put a link at the bottom of this to my scorecard, and you can download that anytime. And it gives you this 12-page assessment that you can use and you can give to your clients if you want to, or you can give them one piece of it at a time if you want to, but it's there for you to use. And you make sure that you leave my copyright at the bottom or if you're going to modify it, that you just say modified with permission and leave my copyright in there. I don't want to see my stuff all over the internet and have it be like associated with somebody else. I think it's 11 or 12 pages long. And there's assessments for fun, for rest, for exercise, for environment, for diet, for outlook, and for mindfulness. And you've got these questions and you've got the ability to score. You get a total score. And for each of the sections, you get a score for how well that person's doing. Hey, you're doing a great time at having fun, or you need to turn up the dial on fun and start planning it into your daily life in order to improve your health and energy. Planning for 5 minutes a day is a good starting point. So that's what they get when they fill it out. That's what the score looks like. So that was the questionnaire, and it's actually longer. I just cut it out. This is what the scorecard at the end, then they put their score for fun. They put their score for rest and relaxation, for exercise, for environment, for diet. In diet, I broke it into two parts, positive habits and detrimental habits. A lot of times I see people with really very few in the way of detrimental habits, but not a lot in the positive habits either, or vice versa. So I wanted to look at that, like the positive habits are the things you're going to have to help them to just keep doing. The detrimental habits, you're going to have to help them to get rid of. And in the positive habits, if they're low in the positive habits, you're going to help them to give them tools to empower them to put more great stuff in their life. Max score is there. Their score is there. Unfortunately, it doesn't calculate. We do have an online form that does calculation for them, but it gives you a percentage. So if 48, right? Let's just do some math. They have 48, and let's say they have 24 of those symptoms of not fun. Their score is going to be 50%. And the priority is going to be, depending on how the color came out, it's a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority, or a very high priority. A lot of people just want to get the clinical skills. They want to get the clinical skills, and then they're not getting the results in their practice, in growing their practice, and in the results they're getting in their practice because they're not doing these other pieces. You always have to be self-nurturing. And what I want you to do with these body freedom foundations is that I want you to take these body freedom foundations and go through them yourself. Like, use them on yourself. What a concept, right? Actually go through and balance yourself. Then there's clinical mastery. And we've got 5 stages of clinical mastery: connecting with the person and really getting into who they are and what their goals are. Discover, where you're going in to ask a lot of questions. Maybe it's questionnaires, maybe it's one-on-one, where you're going to ask them questions about their health, their history, their diet, their dental history, etc. And that's in one of the modules. That's in our history taking module. And then analyze. So what's that? That's where you might run some labs. That's where you might run some labs to help them to be able to determine, and help you to be able to determine where the imbalances are. A lot of times I run the labs not for me, not for my information, but to just motivate them to make the changes. I may already know what the labs are going to show. Yeah, not all the different finer points, but I know I can help them. But a lot of times they're not willing to make the changes until they see it in black and white. And then you empower them. How do you empower them? That's with your education, your coaching, and then videos, audios, checklists, recipes, recipe guides, all those things that give them the tools they need. And then you help them balance. What I see a lot is functional medicine docs will do the second part and the third part really, really well, right? They ask a lot of good questions and they do the blood work. And in Empower, they fall down because they say, here, go eat a gluten-free diet or do meditation or whatever they say, but they don't give them the tools. They don't give them the specific educational tools that they need to do it. And then balance, everybody's good at that. But whether like that's where functional medicine practitioners tend to go. It's like, balance, okay, now we have this thyroid issue because I found it on lab and I found it on the history. And here's what I'm going to do to balance the thyroid, and here's some herbs and stuff to do it. Oh, this person has an adrenal problem because her labs showed it, and here's what to do. But they really do miss the connect and the empower piece to help them. And there's somewhat of a this for that. Anyway, I consider myself a functional medicine practitioner, but I'm just seeing a lot of them make the mistake because they're coming from allopathic medicine And they're coming in and they're going, okay, I'm just going to do it this for that. This different tools, right? Instead of this drug, I'm going to give this herb. And it's much more than that, as you know. And then finally, we've got the authentic marketing and business strategies. And keywords is authentic. And that's another part of the program. First two are the ones that this piece of the program is helping you to go through, because it's about you implementing these self-nurturing and you teaching them and giving them the tools so they can. Now, in each of our pillars, we do have an assessment piece, and we also have a lot of empower piece. So we're in the discover and the empower piece. And that's the Unstoppable Health Practitioner formula. Where we're focusing today is you putting these things into place on the self-nurturing, this top part, the body freedom foundations, and then getting in over here under the empower is giving them the tools that they need to put this into practice.